ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 16. Read, Learn, and Speak. Combining Verbs in Japanese. Hi, my name is Peter, and I'm joined here by Naomi. Naomi-sensei, 元気ですか？
はい、元気です。おかげさまで。
Very nice Japanese. おかげさまで。
Thanks to you. Thanks for asking.
Naomi-sensei, おかげさまで。 Thank you for asking about me too. Okay, in the previous lesson, Raizo came home with Yukio, an eligible bachelor.
はい。
He introduced his daughter Miyu to Yukio. When Yukio asked if Miyu can smoke in the living room, Miyu coldly told him, go outside and smoke. So, it seems he's a bit offended. I guess he's not used to being talked to this way.
そうですね。In today's lesson, we are going to learn how to connect two actions, such as 食べて寝る。
Eat and sleep. Now, you've already learned how to connect two more adjectives in Nihongo Dojo Style You and Beyond,Lesson 15 and 16. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to connect verbs.
This conversation takes place at 天堂さんのうちのリビングルーム again.
Conversation takes place at the 天堂's place in the living room again. The conversation is between?
Mainly between Raizo and Miyu.
So, the speakers are father and daughter. Therefore, they'll be speaking in?
Informal Japanese. Listeners, I have a question.
A question?
Yes.I want to know when was the last time you commented.
Ah, I want to know too.
Yeah.
Great question, Naomi-sensei.
Stop by and comment and say hi.
Okay, you heard Naomi-sensei. Again, this is a great chance for you to listen to the lesson, come and try out your Japanese, whether it be in Romaji, Kana, or Kanji, however you want to write, that's how we'll respond to you. So stop by and be sure to say hi.
お願いします。
Here we go.
じゃあ、うちへ帰ってタバコを吸いますね。失礼します。何の音ですか？
ああ、花火の音ですよ。今夜近くの公園で花火大会があって、道は大渋滞ですよ。さあ、ベランダに行って花火を見ましょう。ほら、ミュウも一緒に来て。ベランダはダメだ。やっぱりリビングで見ましょう。
パパ、ベランダに何があるの？
何もいない。
いない？人がいるの？もしかして。
何もない、誰もいない。ダメだ、そこを開けてはいけない。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
じゃあ、うちへ帰ってタバコを吸いますね。失礼します。何の音ですか？
ああ、花火の音ですよ。今夜、近くの公園で花火大会があって、道は大渋滞ですよ。さあ、ベランダに行って花火を見ましょう。ほら、ミウも一緒に来て。あ、ベランダはダメだ。やっぱりリビングで見ましょう。
パパ、ベランダに何があるの？
何もいない。
いない？人がいるの？もしかして。
何もない。誰もいない。ダメだ。そこを開けてはいけない。
今度は英語が入ります。
じゃあ、うちへ帰ってタバコを吸いますね。失礼します。
Alright, then I'll go home and smoke. Please excuse me.
何の音ですか?
Oh, what's that sound?
ああ、花火の音ですよ。今夜近くの公園で花火大会があって、道は大渋滞ですよ。
Oh, it's the sound of fireworks. Tonight is the fireworks display at a nearby park, so traffic should be pretty bad.
さあ、ベランダに行って花火を見ましょう。ほら、ミューも一緒に来て。
Let's watch the fireworks from the veranda. You come too, ミュ
ー。あ、ベランダはダメだ。やっぱりリビングで見ましょう。
Actually, forget the veranda. Let's watch from the living room.
パパ、ベランダに何があるの?
Dad, what's wrong with the veranda?
な、何もいない。
No, nobody.
いない?人がいるの?もしかして!
Nobody? A person? Could it be...
何もない、誰もいない。ダメだ、そこを開けてはいけない!
There's nothing there. There's no one there. No, don't open the door.
I think we need to explain the situation once again.ピーターさん。
そうですね。ちょっとややこしいですね。
そうですね。ややこしい。Confusing.
Yes. Going up, right? ややこしい。
そうです。
A little confusing. So, Raizo locked out Haria in a previous lesson. Not the last one, but in a previous lesson. So, I think he kind of forgot that he was out there on the balcony. So, Raizo brought everybody upstairs. And then, when he was, I guess, about to open the door, he's like,Ah, I kind of remember what's out there.
そうね。That's why he said, 何もいない。
And here's the interesting thing. In English, that would be, there's nothing out there. But by the verb usage, in Japanese,
いない。
We know that we're talking about something animate. So it has to be something living. So if he said, 何もない, he'd be talking about an object. But the fact that he says, 何もいない, makes it even more suspicious.
そうですね。
Okay.Naomi-sensei, and in general, what do you think of Yukio?
Yukio-san? I don't think Yukio is a good guy.
How would you describe his personality in Japanese?
How would you describe his personality in English?
私は先に聞きましたので、お願いします。
私が言わないといけないんだ。So I have to answer first.
そうですね。I asked first.
I would say, 小さい男の人って感じですね。
So, a small person?
Yeah.Not the physically small, but the mind, narrow-minded.
Really?
ちっちゃい男の人ですね。ちっちゃい人ですね。
初めて知りました。This is the first time I heard this expression.
Yeah, because you're not ちっちゃいat all. You're so generous, so... Apple polishing.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocab. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
音
Sound, noise.
音音
Next.
花火
Fireworks.
花火花火
Next.
道
Street.
道道
Next.
やっぱり
Also, as I thought, in spite of.
やっぱりやっぱり
Next.
もしかして
Perhaps, possibly.
もしかしてもしかして
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
I'd like to introduce the kanji for 道
Road, street, or way.
そうですね。It has neck in it.
Ah, kubi means head or neck.
そうですね。Depending on the context. Do you know why it has head in the road?
No.
In ancient China, they buried their enemy's head along the street.
Naomi-sensei, that's honky? Are you serious? Is that really where this comes from?
I read in a book.
is it a mnemonic?
I think it's kind of mnemonic, but not sure.
And I think we should also specify that in Japanese, like kubi can also mean head. So it's not just the neck, but it also means the head.
Head, yeah. The body part from the neck up.
Everything from the neck up.
そうですね。
So the...They,
okay, now, next.
Naomi-sensei's mnemonic. To remember the kanji better, there is the head, neck, in the road, because in ancient China, that's where they buried the heads of the enemies. なるほど。 I didn't know that. はい。
次。
次、next.
はい。I'd like to introduce two words. 誰も。
Not. Anyone. Nobody.
And 何も。
Not. Anything. Nothing. Now, when the particle も follows an interrogative word such as
何?
What?
誰?
Who?
どこ?
Where? And it's used in a negative statement. It can be translated as not any. For example,
何も
is the same as anything in a negative sentence.
どこも
anywhere?
誰も
anyone? Naomi-sensei, can you give us an example?
何も食べませんでした。
I didn't eat anything. Naomi-sensei, 週末何をしますか? What are you going to do this weekend?
何もしません。
Nothing special. So, literally, I'm not going to do anything. Naomi-sensei, 難しいです。
そうですか。そうですね。
In English, if it's negative, then you use any, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't have any.
Oh, okay.
So it's very easy to translate. But in Japanese, the word doesn't change. The mo stays the same, but it's just whether the sentence is affirmative or negative. How would you say everything?
何でも。
So the interrogative with mo and a negative sentence is a pattern.But it's tricky because the translation.
Ah, そうですね。Nothing. とか
and anything.
そうね。
Because in English, nothing is used with affirmative sentences and anything is with negative, most of the time. On to today's grammar point. In this lesson, we're looking at combining two or more verbs. Naomi-sensei, how does this appear in this dialogue?
じゃ、うちに帰ってタバコを吸います。
I'll go home and smoke then. So, I'll go home.And I'll smoke. Let's look at the components.
じゃあ
Well then.
うちへ帰って
I'll go home and
タバコを吸います
I'll smoke tobacco. Now, the te form of a verb of the first action plus the verb of the second action. And this is used to combine two actions. So basically, here, the te form of the verb is used as a conjunctive, like the English and.
Right.
Naomi-sensei, let's take a look at a couple of examples. Let's pick two verbs, any two verbs.
Okay. What about 買う?
To buy.
And 食べる.
To eat.
買って食べる.
Buy and eat.
そうですね。
So can we have a sentence?
ハンバーガーを買って食べる.
I'll buy a hamburger and eat it. How about another example?
食べる、飲む, and 寝る.
To eat, to drink, to sleep.
食べて飲んで寝る。
I'll eat, drink, and sleep. So, Naomi-sensei, what's the first thing you do when you come to the office?
メールを読む。
So you check mail.
はい。朝会社に来てメールを読みます。
In the morning, I come to the company and I read emails.
So, ピーターさんは何ですか? What about you?
同じですね。Same thing.
I thought you were going to say...朝会社に来て朝ごはんを食べる。
I come to the company and eat breakfast. That's, そうですね。じゃあ答えを変えます。I'll change my answer. So,
朝会社に来て朝ごはんを食べてメールを読む。
In the morning, I come to the company, eat breakfast, and then read mail. So, that just about does it for today. Inside the PDF, there's a very detailed explanation about using the te form.As a conjunction. And this is one of the most important structures you can master to have your Japanese raised to the next level.
はい。次のレベルに。
Rather than just saying sentence, sentence, you can make compound sentences and sound much more sophisticated. Okay, that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
じゃあ、うちへ帰ってタバコを吸いますね。失礼します。何の音ですか?
ああ、花火の音ですよ。今夜近くの公園で花火大会があって、道は大渋滞ですよ。さあ、ベランダに行って花火を見ましょう。ほら、ミュウも一緒に来て。あ、ベランダはダメだ。やっぱりリビングで見ましょう。
パパ、ベランダに何があるの?
何もいない。
いない? 人がいるの？もしかして。
何もない、誰もいない。ダメだ、そこを開けてはいけない。